would you call it? Would you have any special name for that kind of real big sack that potatoes might come in?
Corn sacks.
Corn sacks? Okay. What would they be made of?
Well, they'd be made out of some kind of grass. I wouldn't know.
Something heavy. And what about a little bitty sack that you would, say, get tomatoes in or something like that?
Yeah, you generally get them in paper sacks.
Okay. What would you have a name for maybe the amount of wood that you could put on in a wagon at one time?
Cord, they call them.
How many cord? Okay. And if you didn't have a whole load of wood, you might say you had a what?
Part load, they call it.
Okay. And how about the amount that you could carry into the house at one time?
Well, it wouldn't be very much.
Yeah, right. Well, what would you say? I'm going out to get
some firewood.
Okay.
We call it firewood.
Well, would you ever say something like an armload or an armful?
Yes, ma'am.
Which would you say there?
Well, I'd say go get an armful of wood.
Okay. Well, what about the amount of corn that you would take to the mill at one time?
Well, there would amount anywhere from a bushel up to 2 or 3 bushels.
Okay, would you have a word for that?
No, ma'am.
Something like a turn is what I think.
Yeah, we always call it going to mill and take a turn of meal.
Okay. Corn. Yeah, that's what I want. Would you use that word turn to apply to wood ever, a turn of wood?
Yeah, it's all the same
thing. Or a flower or something like that? And how much would a turn be about? Just a small amount?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, once you got electricity, if the light goes out, you might say, well, I'll have to go get a new, what?
Well, back then, we used lamps and kerosene, you see. And if they call it kerosene, they call it now coal oil.
Yes.
They'd have to get up the old jug, go get some kerosene, fill up the old lamp, and get it all ready, clean it up, clean the globes and all out, get it to burning in order to make light. But a lot of our times, we use splinters in a pan sitting on the corner of the table for a light.
Oh, you did?
Yes, ma'am. Done the many times.
Would it just burn slow like that?
Well, we burn it according to how much light we wanted.
Yeah.
See, maybe we'd have no oil and no little nothing and just get a big old pan with some dirt in it, set it up there and put some splinters in there and have a light.
Mm-hmm.
See how to cook by.
Did you ever make a light by maybe stuffing putting some kerosene or whatever into a bottle with a piece of cloth for
over? Yes,
ma'am,
we've done that.
What would you have any name for that?
Wick.
Okay. Well, what would you call the whole thing? What kind of lamp would that be?
Well, we just called it the bottle lamp.
Okay. Yeah, I think we call it
a
flambeau.
Flambeau?
Did you call it that yourself, Evan?
We mostly just called it the old bottle lamp. Okay. Now they call it a flambeau.
Yeah, getting fancy, aren't they?